What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What a day. Gorgeous weather. And I have an abbreviated show. Shaletta had an abbreviated show. She was done at 2. I am in for a few minutes ahead of the Twins and the Red Sox. Game 2 of the 3-game set at Fenway Park. And the weather is going to cooperate at Fenway today. Cloudy in 83. It's going to be breezy, but the rain will hold off until tonight. It looks like they'll be able to get in the final game of the series tomorrow. It'll be cloudy, slight chance of rain, a little cooler. Right now, though, outside of Fenway Park, 83 degrees for that ball game. Lovely day here in the upper Midwest. Just absolutely gorgeous spring day. And we're going to go outdoors with Steve Carney right now, typically a little bit later in the day. Steve, weather really doesn't get any better than this.
No, good afternoon, Steve. You know, I was just loading my and my alarm on my phone went off to remind me 2 o'clock, and I almost forgot.
No, don't do that, man.
Oh, it's so beautiful out here. 70 degrees, dead calm. It's really nice. You know, this weather the next week, Steve, I'm telling you, I've never seen 7 days in a row where we're going to have 71, 72 with light winds. This is going to be absolutely perfect for the opener. We'll have a whole week here of good, consistent, warm weather, and it's really going to make that opener, I think, better than we think.
Yeah, and Steve, it's an opportunity for those water temps to jump because that's as big a factor as anything in the opener, right?
Yeah, today was kind of tough. The water on the lake I was on was 54, which is needs to be 60 at least, and I think we'll probably be there by the end of the week. So this is going to bode well for the crappies. They should be up shallow in the pencil reeds by the end of the week. Walleye should be snapping on the flats and shallow water no matter where you go. I just think it's just building up to be just exactly what you want and really the perfect scenario. And there's no hiccups, no rain, no fronts coming in. So I think statewide we're going to be in great shape. And right now, again, it's kind of inconsistent. Some lakes, you know, those crappies are up shallow, and some lakes you can't find them. It's just kind of that tough time where we haven't quite hit the peak yet. But, boy, give it 4 or 5 days this week, and everything's going to change.
Yeah, and it just steady, as you pointed out, sunny, calm, no fronts coming through. It really is unusual because, let's face it, the openers in my lifetime, it's really a roll of the dice. You never know what you're going to get, and more times than not, it's freezing cold, the water temps are down, and I know people want to get out, but typically the bite isn't very good.
Yeah, again, it just sort of varies lake to lake. I'm going to go a little bit farther south in southern Minnesota this time, and some of the lakes down here, you know, Elbow Lake and not Detroit Lakes necessarily, that's a little north, but you get down, you know, towards Wilmer, Benson, and those lakes have been open quite a bit longer than lakes up in the north. So the water temperatures are going to be, could be 6 to 8, 10 degrees warmer. So I'm going to go south, I think, for the opener and work some really shallow, small lakes kind of get away from, you know, the tourist areas, because, you know, that's going to be pretty crazy here towards the end of the week. But just look for those small farm lakes right now, 300 to maybe 600 acres. Go shallow, you should be fine.
Yeah, and Border Waters, Big Stone Traverse, you've talked about that in the past. Is that an option for someone if they want to head west and find fish?
You know, Steve, those two bodies of water are always a terrific option on the opener. It doesn't get a whole lot of pressure. There won't be a whole lot of people on those waters. There will be some, but it won't be crazy like it is up by Brainerd and Bemidji and you know, up in the North Country. And I highly recommend that, because right now our water temperatures are doing really well. They're 61, 62, and those fish spawned, you know, way before any of these other fish up here spawn. So that is a great option. There's plenty of good accesses around there. The issue is finding a place to stay out there, which can be very difficult. There's very few choices out there, and you really want to stay for that evening bite. That's 6 to 9 o'clock at night on Big Stone and Traverse is fantastic. And I think that would be a great option if a guy could find a place to stay. It's just, you know, kind of frustrating. But, yes, that is a tremendous option. I've, you know, opened on those lakes on the opener many, many times. So I highly recommend it.
All right, Steve, what do you got the coming week? I would assume it's going to be a very good week leading up to the opener, as we've outlined the forecast. I don't remember at this time of year seeing, you know, a week's worth of weather, you know, this warm, calm, et cetera.
Yeah, I know. This is like an act of God. I've never seen this before either, right. And it looks like almost like 9 to 10 days of beautiful weather. So I'm going to be out scouting and checking lakes, and I've got clients at the end of the week. I'm a little bit worried right now, but I think my confidence will improve towards the end of the week as things change. So it looks great, Steve, and next week we'll certainly talk about the opening weekend, and we'll see what happens statewide.
All right, Steve, look forward to it. Have a good week. Enjoy.
Yeah, thanks, Steve. You take care, man.
There he is, Steve Kearney. Steve Kearney Outdoors has been joining us on the weekends for years. Twins and Red Sox coming up. We have an abbreviated show today. Timberwolves await the winner of that series between Golden State and Houston. They go to a Game 7. That series will start early next week. The Wild are done, as you know. And Minnesota United FC, they will take on Austin down in Texas if memory serves. All right, let's get back to the Twins. It's been a tough road trip so far. They dropped 3-4 to Cleveland, and they dropped the opener to the Red Sox in Boston at Fenway Park last night. Things look pretty good for the Twins. They gave up a run in the first. Joe Ryan was on the mound. He settled in, and then the Twins put a run on the board to tie the ball game in the fourth inning, in the third inning last night at Fenway Park.
Bayo to the plate. Swung on and hit a ton for Jeffers. Deep left field, and we are all tied up.
How about that? And they go into the late innings. Twins couldn't put any runs on the board after that. Go to the bottom of the seventh. Red Sox put up two. They had three in the eighth and go on to a 6-1 victory, spoiling a very good start for Joe Ryan in the ballgame. Once again, gave up the run early, but then really settled in.
A 1-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. He struck him out. Boy, Ryan staring in. He reared back and found a little something.
Yeah, and then Joe Ryan post-game talked about his start at Fenway.
Did some things differently in the last outing that we're trying to build on mechanically with the lower half and stuff, so felt good to just keep that rolling and helps all my pitches. Jeffers did another outstanding job today, just calling a great game, good setups, good communication between innings, so that was awesome. And then for him to get a nice homer, it's always fun. So, yeah, I tip my cap to him.
Yeah, but Twins fall. They have dropped four in a row now, and they were surging a bit. Won that first game in Cleveland, then dropped three in a row and all the rain and the rain delays, and then got off to a pretty good start at Fenway Park, hanging in there, and then the bullpen fell apart. Varland took the loss in a third of an inning, two hits, two runs. Both were earned. Coulomb did a pretty good job, two-thirds of an inning. Gave up a couple of hits, got a strikeout, and then Alcala really spit the bit. Five hits on Derby Day, by the way. Three runs, all of those earned, did strike out one, and the Twins fall 6-1 at Fenway Park. Once again, the weather looks favorable for Game 2 of the series today, and when we come back, we'll go to Fenway and visit with Bobby Nightingale, who covers the club for the Star Tribune. He'll join us in the writer's corner, the lineup card at 2:30, first pitch after 3. Twins have a good shot today. Bailey Ober on the mound here on News Talk 830-WCCO.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.